From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
50 years ago, there was no satellite TV across the Pacific. Then came Kubi Creek's satellite tracking station. They used experimental techniques to track, position and stabilize geostationary satellites. With what was then leading-edge technology, liquid helium-cooled maser and parametric amplifiers, they showed the benefit of multiple satellite cloud images for weather forecasting. They also sent and received the first live TV across the Pacific Ocean on 6 GHz. More info is on the Kubi Creek website and the link is in the text edition. Over 100 people were employed on the Australian end of the project. Now they're having their 50-year reunion at the old Kubi Creek site north of Toowoomba. To help commemorate the 50 years and perhaps let some of the old-timers talk to their counterparts again in Rossman, Mojave and Tokyo, the Darling Downs Radio Club has obtained the special event call sign Victor India 50 Charlie Charlie for the month of October. We will be set up in the Kubi Creek site with a camp reenactment of Kubi Creekers over their reunion weekend from the 19th to the 23rd of October. More information next week. Take a look at our website www.ddrci.org.au or look at our Facebook page for more information. This is Bill, VKE4 Zulu Delta for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. What's that noise you say? That's not noise. It's the sound of 400 amateurs attending Sunfest 2016. SCARC's annual handfest, Sunfest, exceeded all expectations. It was held last Saturday in the usual spot at the Woombye Hall, which was filled to capacity with more sellers' tables than ever before, and a lot of new faces and others you hadn't seen for a while. There was the breakfast barbecue, coffee shop with assorted yummies, and best of all, there was a ton, literally, or more, of things to persuade people to part with their hard-earned cash. SCARC would like to thank all who came along, the members of the club that made it happen, and it was such a great success. Well, until next time, this is Gordon, VK4VP.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It's been a while since I talked about the spirit of amateur radio. This is one of those sort of highfalutin ideas that people hold on to as an aspiration. However, if you think about it, many clubs and service organisations, they have the aims that members share as part of their membership. Many radio amateurs don't belong to a particular club, but we all belong to what used to be called a fraternity. That didn't mean that this pursuit was a boys' club, but it signified a common intent to share a hobby. Many have, over the last 100 years, attempted to put these ideas on paper, and the most recognised is probably the Amateur's Creed, which is printed in every copy of the ARRL handbook. Now, to explain this in a practical way, during the week, another amateur had a relic, an historic piece of equipment passed on to him. Now, he didn't need it, so he posted on the internet that it was available if someone would collect it from him. Just to express interest, I replied to his post somewhat flippantly, saying that 2,000 kilometres was a long way to travel. Anyway, I'm the new owner of this lovely collectible, and rather than accepting payment, or at least the cost of postage, I was asked to donate to a charity of my choice. This is what I believe the spirit of amateur radio is. Helping fellow operators and sharing ideas, tips and, of course, company when the proverbial eyeball QSO happens. So if you're new to this great social learning club we call amateur radio, come enjoy the company and friendship and feel proud to call yourself a radio amateur. I'm Jeff Emery and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.